In America, if you want to start an argument, ask a group of parents what they think of their school's lunch program. Even Congress argues about school lunch. Things are different in France, where gastronomie, the appreciation of good food, is at the center of public education. University of British Columbia professor Karen LeBillon discovered this firsthand when she moved to France with her husband and two young daughters. Her first surprise? French kids eat everything. Steve Paulson, who has two picky eaters of his own at home, was a bit skeptical.
Do French kids really eat everything?
As surprising as that might sound, they actually do. When our family moved to France, I couldn't quite believe my eyes. Young children eating things like mussels and beets and celeriac and leeks, and the list went on and on. And the amazing thing was they ate all of this stuff happily.
So the parent was not hovering over their shoulder, saying, eat or else.
No. So the remarkable lack of whining, coercion, and family food fights was the thing I really found perplexing, because my daughters, quite young at the time, were your typical North American children. They were on the beige food diet, so pasta, crackers, Cheerios, Goldfish crackers, those sorts of things. And to get them to eat anything else was a real struggle, and often made dinner very unpleasant. And I didn't see any of this going on around us in France, so I was very intrigued.
So how old were your daughters when you first arrived in France?
They were then 4, just about to turn 5, and a toddler. So quite young, but old enough to have pretty fixed eating habits. So at first, they were quite resistant to the notion of eating the foods that were proffered to them by my mother-in-law and also at school, because in France, children don't bring lunches from home. So a huge hurdle we had to cross was actually getting my children to eat like the little French kids at preschool and at kindergarten.
And how did you do that?
Well, I didn't have to do much at first because I was convinced, of course, that they couldn't eat this way. So I promptly told their teachers, this won't work. I want to bring a packed lunch from home. Now, keep in mind, the French believe that learning does not stop in the lunchroom. In fact, they teach children about food in the classroom with curriculum and at lunchtime, where children will have a freshly cooked 3 or 4 course hot lunch every day.
A 3 or 4 course school lunch.
Yes. And I know I laughed as well. But so, and they post the menus on the school door because, of course, the parents want to know what their children have been eating. So I'm confronted with these menus, can't believe my children will eat them, tell the teachers this, and am confronted with an astounding response. I'm politely but firmly told, Madame, it is our job to teach your children to eat well, and we will do so.
So give me some sample school lunches that your own kids ate.
Sure. So typically, every meal starts with a vegetable starter first course. It might be grated carrot salad, beet salad, green leafy salad. It's always vegetables. And this is then followed by a hot main course with a vegetable side. Usually it's a fish or a meat dish, everything from roast guinea fowl to, for older kids, steak. On we go then to the third course, which is cheese with baguette. And sometimes that's stinky French cheese. It's not always the equivalent of cheddar. Dessert is the fourth course, and that will be usually fresh fruit. But because this is France and food is fun and food is about moderation, not deprivation, 1 day out of 5, the kids will get a sweet treat. So those lunches are meant to be the main meal of the day. They're 40 to 50% of kids' caloric intake. And by Ministry of Education regulations, they get at least 30 minutes to eat and then an hour to play.
And did your kids adjust?
After about 2 or 3 months, with the polite encouragement of their peers, because there's a lot of positive peer pressure in French schools. So my little 4-year-old daughter, now she's 4, is in kindergarten, and she'll come home and say, well, my friends told me you just have to taste it. They always have to taste it because they're teaching kids to eat much as we would teach them to read. It's a skill that you acquire through practice and persistence.
Well, it also sounds expensive to put on these school lunches, and I assume that you have to have skilled chefs to prepare this food.
That's what's quite astounding. So the average cost of these meals is about $3, And there is a system of cross-subsidies between parents. So in Paris, these lovely four-course meals that every child has access to, because there are no vending machines in schools, no fast food on the premises, and children cannot bring lunches from home unless they have medically certified allergies. So everyone is in the canteen eating this lunch. And the average cost is $3. The wealthiest parents pay up to $7 per meal, and the lowest income parents pay 20 cents per meal.
What about snacks? Do French kids come home from school and dive into the cupboard?
The French attitude to snacking is fairly astounding, and I couldn't believe it when we arrived. French children traditionally do not snack, and this starts quite young. At the age of 8 or 9 months, they're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then they have one sanctioned afternoon snack called the goûter, which is actually quite substantial. It's like a mini meal. In between, there is no snacking, no random snacking, no rummaging in cupboards, no, you know, trailing boxes or bags of Cheerios and crackers around it. So this means that French children never learn to snack randomly and repeatedly, as we teach our children to do in North America. So the average number of times a North American child snacks per day is 3, and 1 in 5 North American kids snacks 5 times per day. Some nutritionists argue that this is one of the major contributors to the rise in rates of overweight and obesity.
Of course, one of the mysteries about France that you hear about all the time, the so-called French paradox, is that the French eat all of this rich food, and they are thinner than Americans on average. Is it because they don't snack?
The French believe that the healthy eating routines they set up, where there is no snacking, are a major factor in preventing the rise in rates of obesity and overweight. And in fact, when rates of child obesity started to rise about a decade ago, they acted quite decisively to make sure that children were not snacking. Vending machines had crept into schools. There was more fast food consumption than there had been previously, and more sort of fast foods creeping into school cafeterias. So the French government banned those and also tightened up school lunch regulations. In addition, TV ads for snack foods on French television now carry a health warning, a lot like cigarette packs here at home. It says snacking in between meals is bad for your health. So they had a public health campaign, and the rates of overweight and obese children actually stagnated and slightly declined. So they basically nipped it in the bud. And this is a great example for us, because France is not a culture that is impervious to all of these cultural influences that we're facing. You know, increased commuting times, two working parents, long days, the easy availability of prepackaged and highly processed foods. They have all of those things. They actually have the highest rate of McDonald's per capita in Europe. But they've managed to sustain these healthy eating routines, and thus they are an outlier in terms of rates of child obesity and overweight, even within Europe. The UK, Spain, Italy, they're looking a lot like us.
Now, you clearly have been won over by the French approach to food, and it does raise the question of how much this can be translated to the United States, which has a very different culture, which resists, for instance, a heavy government hand. I mean, I don't know how, you know, this kind of school lunch policy would go over in the U.S. Can this be translated into American culture?
The French actually have a lot less government involvement in school food than we do, in the sense that communities are entirely responsible for funding and organizing school meals. There is no equivalent of the National School Lunch Program. So communities are left to their own devices. And the French approach is thus an example of how wonderful school food can be if communities are allowed to act. A lot more of it is locally sourced. Parents are on school committees that organize the menus, and there's a great sense of investment. And I think there's a great appetite here, too, for parents and communities to get more involved in school food. And we might actually take a chapter out of the French book and think about reform to the National School Lunch Program to allow a lot more community action. That's what the French could teach us, surprisingly.
If you were to offer some advice to the people who are listening to us right now, maybe 2 or 3 little things that families can do, just leaving aside for a moment what schools might do, what would be the first few things that you would advise?
The first thing is that as a family, you can set goals about learning to eat lots of variety, and that younger children have extremely adventurous taste buds, and that older children, in spite of seeming skeptical, can easily be brought into the family food experiment. So there's a recipe in the book, for example, for spinach puree. I have yet to serve this to a child who didn't like it. I think a lot of the issue with children's poor eating habits actually arises from parental disbelief that children can eat well. A second important point, no snacking. I mean, when we cut out snacking, I found that was the turning point for us as a family, because the children were more hungry at mealtimes, and they actually were then able to concentrate on eating the nutritious food we provided. So, in fact, many people who have read the book have decided to follow this as a strategy and reported pretty amazing results. It's easier to cut out snacking than you think. Limit your children to one snack a day, and then concentrate on fun, interesting, pleasant social mealtimes at which discovering new food together is an adventure, not a chore. And I think families will see some pretty amazing results.
Karen Lebillon is the author of French Kids Eat Everything. If you want to take her spinach challenge, the recipe's on our website at ttbook.org. Bon appétit!